Giving is a strength, but sometimes holding back can be even stronger. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is week three of our series on the seven emotions. Last week we had a look at the first emotion, chesed, normally presented as something positive, but it could be driven by selfishness and be negative. Channeling it means to channel it towards doing kindness, connecting through love, but driven by a sense of purpose, not a sense of self. Today we look at the opposite side of the coin, the second primary emotion, which is gevura. Normally means strength, but normally when we think about gevura, the connotation is negative. It could be aggression, it could be rejection, it could be lack of giving, all those kind of things. Now, the truth is that it's not true. There's an amazing amount of good in gevura. And before I go on, it's important to be aware that different people have different dispositions. We might be more of a chesed personality, we might be more of a gevura personality, or a bit of a mix, but we always need to know that whatever we are, it doesn't mean it's good or bad. We need to be able to channel it into something positive. So let's talk about things that are gevura, but really good. Things like self-control. Self-control means the ability to hold back. No, I'm not going to indulge. I'm going to control myself. Holding back is a gevura trait, but it's a good one. Holding back when giving is a bad idea. So a parent holding back and not giving the child a thing that's going to damage them. In relationships, chesed, which means love, is not enough. Gevura is very important. Gevura could mean giving space for the other person, holding back and respecting the other's individual difference. Gevura means loyalty. You know, the relationships that are extremely loyal, actually there's an aspect of gevura there because it means I'm exclusively connected to one person. So love between spouses, for example, is chesed, but the monogamy, the loyalty to each other, is gevura. You want a loyal friend is one that's got a bit of gevura to them. Just generally, if you wanted to do a project, being organized, being able to put things in boxes, being able to be dedicated to a time and not be all over the place, that's a gevura thing. I always tell people, if you want someone to give you a lift in the middle of the night, at 2 o'clock in the morning to the airport, you've got to ask a chesed type of person. That person doesn't mind sort of ruining the whole schedule. But if you want to run a project and you want someone really loyal, organized, and disciplined, you've got to ask for a gevura person. So, again, what is it inspired by? When I reject someone else, when I'm aggressive to someone else, that's driven by my own ego. They hurt me. I'm going to prove myself, and so on. However, when it's driven by a purpose, by a higher cause, a dedication to godliness, then it becomes much more about self-control, about the strength of self-control, about being disciplined, being a disciplined human being, so we can do what we need to do and when we need to do that. So let's reflect on that a little bit. Let's meditate for a few moments by closing your eyes. Just build a bit of consciousness so you can think about the awareness of how you work. So let's turn our attention to our breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. As you're paying attention, think about your own personality. Do you sometimes have a temper? Are you sometimes impatient with other people? Are you sometimes aggressive? Not necessarily physically, but aggressive to others. Is there a lot of gevura going on in you? Think about how you could channel that. Think about the good gevura that you could implement. Are you disciplined when something comes your way that you shouldn't indulge in? Are you loyal? Are you dependable?